feast of a very great saint, the patron saint of the Irish people, Saint Patrick. He is the only saint left who was honored by the world, with the possible exception of Saint Valentine, although probably most people don't even know who Valentine's Day is named after. But people in general, people in the world, generally do know that Saint Patrick is a saint, and that he is sort of a hero of Ireland in some way. But beyond that, most people don't even know much about him. Of course, that doesn't stop him from celebrating his feast with wild parties and shamrocks and being a scout and things like that, which he has to agree with. But this year, I thought I would tell you something about his life so that you understand why we celebrate his feast day with so much joy. Because he truly is one of the most amazing missionaries in the history of the church. He was born in the 4th century in England or Scotland. It's not entirely known. It is not even certain. His father was a Roman official, since at that time England was just a province of the Roman Empire. He belonged to a Catholic family, and he even had a few relatives who were priests and clergymen. When he was young, he, however, he lived a worldly and probably a simple life. In one of his writings, he says that he knew not the truth of God, which is probably to say that he did not practice his faith. And he says that he did not heed the warnings of the priest, who, as he says, used to admonish us for our salvation. When he was 16, however, all that changed. And God brought about a change of heart in the saint. And he did this in the usual way in which God brings people to himself. He allowed a terrible misfortune to befall Patrick. Some heathen pirates from Ireland raided his town and carried out a whole bunch of people into slavery, among them Saint Patrick. And he was taken to Ireland, where he worked as a cowboy for a very harsh and a very cruel master. And so there he was, all alone, in the Irish countryside, taking care of someone else's cows, with no friends or family or anyone to talk to. At least he thought that he had no one to talk to, but with time he realized that he had God with him, and that he can talk to God. You see, when people are in silence and away from other people, taken directly home. And they landed in Gaul, and when they were there, they got lost on the land, and they wandered around for a whole month. Until finally their food gave out. But St. Patrick prayed for them, and they found a herd of pigs to eat, so that they wouldn't starve to death. But Patrick finally returned to his parents, and of course his parents were overjoyed to see him. They never expected to see him again, probably didn't even know where he was. And they asked him to stay with them and to never leave them again. Patrick intended to do this, but pretty soon he began to have more visions in